Lucy Amundson is an author, a sustainability advocate, and a chicken farmer from Duluth. She and her husband, Jason, own a free-range chicken farm in Renshall called Locally Laid. Lucy's recent book, Locally Laid, How We Built a Plucky, Industry-Changing Egg Farm from Scratch, was published last March of 2016 by Penguin Random House. Welcome, Lucy. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate being on.
And you say it's a little rainy in Duluth this morning.
It is. It's one of those days that you don't look at what the weather is going on in the Twin Cities. Just don't look.
Oh. Well, how do the chickens do on a day like this?
Oh, they'll come out. They won't probably be outside all day. They'll go in and out as they please, and they're still happy to have that outdoor access, even if it's not a perfect day out there.
Well, tell us how you and your husband got started in the egg business.
Well, generally, I like to say it's all Jason's fault. I wasn't looking to have a big change to go into agriculture, which, you know, is not an easy segment of business to be in. And we were just generally writers of sorts. I'm a freelance writer. Jason was a grant writer. And kind of out of nowhere, we were out at dinner. He made this announcement that he was thoroughly interested in commercial poultry. And that was just not the direction I was hoping that date was going to take. I'm sorry.
Well, then what happened next?
Well, I write about the farmgument, which is the horrible farm argument, which makes it so that I can never return to the restaurant Mexico Lindo. I haven't been there in 7 years. So I wasn't supportive. And then a lot of things happened that softened my heart. Actually, many people in Jason's department, including Jason, was laid off rather unexpectedly. And Jason actually had this opportunity to go help his brother, who was very ill in Cambodia and not expected to survive, and ended up being an incredible healthcare advocate over a month's period of time. And when he returned, I can only say that he was uncubicable. Like, he was never going back in a cube. And so we dug in, made a business plan, which I like to call our business fairy tale, and took classes and really figured it out.
So you had really no real farming background at all going into this.
No. No, that would have been so sensible. We're not even people who built birdhouses. You know, we're not even all that handy. But we have made our way, mostly because Jason is one of the more tenacious human beings you're going to meet.
Well, tell us about Locally Laid. What? How many chickens? What's it like?
Well, Locally Laid, we do pasture-raised eggs. So this is different than cage-free because it's such a confusing thing. There are so many different egg terms because I think like a typical egg is that's a caged product. So those are birds who are in tiny cages and big barns. And cage-free sounds like that means birds outside, but it actually doesn't. It's birds who are not in cages within a big warehouse. My joke there is that it's like they live in a casino because they have no idea what's going on outside. But free range or pasture raised are birds who get to go outside onto, we rotate our birds onto fresh pasture. So they're always augmenting their diet with bugs and seeds and clover and what I call wrong place, wrong time frogs who jump into the paddock. And if you didn't know that chickens were carnivores, you have a lot in common with 2012 Lucy. I had no idea. So we have, typically we have about 1,500 chickens at Locally Laid. Right now, we have less. We have 600 because we're also venturing into a pick-your-own berry farm, which is its own conversation. And now we partner with seven farms in a handful in Mora, Minnesota, and a handful in Iowa, in Kelowna, Iowa, who want to do eggs this way and getting these birds outside. And we have hoop coops out on the prairie. So it's kind of like those structures that are in front of supermarkets this time of year selling you perennial plants and annuals. So we have these hoop coops out on the pasture, and these birds go in and out as they please.
Now, when I've talked to other producers, poultry producers, some of them say that they keep their birds indoors so that they can protect them. Do you have to take extra precautions against diseases or predators?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, we have. We do a few things. We have these things called night guards, which is a product that blinks a light intermittently, like a red scary light that look like eyes. And that seems to keep away some night predators. But we also circle our hoop coops with something called solar electric fencing that you drag around, and it's portable. So you can set up a new paddock or fenced-in area for birds so that you're not always on the same pasture, because birds will eat it down to nothing. Huh. And I remember saying to Jason, like, really? How hot can this fence be? Because it has this little solar panel. It's like a tiny suitcase, and the panel itself is smaller than a piece of paper. And then later that day, I leaned into the fence, and now I call that suitcase the box of bad words, because my goodness, it's quite potent and really effective.
We are talking with author and free-range chicken farmer Lucy Amundson from Locally Laid Egg Company. Lucy, I love the name of your company. It's it's descriptive, it's a little risque, and it's easy to remember. How did you come up with it?
Well, it was a conversation with Jason and I together. We had been somewhere where someone had a, like, chicken trinkets around, and one of them was a sticker that said "Laid in the USA," and we riffed off that and played around. And I think I said "Laid local," and that morphed into Locally Laid. And I remember saying, "We can't actually use that, Jason." And Jason he had a lot of vision. He's like, "This is it. This is the name. It is, as you said, descriptive of exactly who we are. It wouldn't work if it was forced double entendre, but it's actually this really natural double entendre that works perfectly." And we ran with it, and we were a little worried that the public wouldn't be happy with it. But in general, I would say 99% of people get a kick out of it and smile and laugh. And, you know, that's actually worth something, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so where do you sell your eggs?
Well, we've grown from being just in one Duluth co-op to being in a lot of places. We now have 5 distributors, and we are in Super Ones and Cub Foods, which is our biggest outlet, places in the Twin Cities like Kowalski's, and just about every co-op in metro areas, and I'm not sure if we are in Grand Rapids. I'll have to check before I come next Thursday.
Yeah.
So we have pretty good distribution, and that's actually one of the hardest things we do is figuring out eggs, flock cycles, getting them places, all the rules we have to follow. It's way more complex than maybe the idealistic picture that your listeners can form in their head of having a chicken farm.
Do they lay their eggs just... I've been around chickens before that just lay them wherever, but I've also been around chickens who lay them in their little nests.
Yeah, we have nesting boxes in the hoop coops A bird just wants to lay someplace dark and private. So if you create that with the nesting boxes, and we have these boxes that we keep straw in so that they're metal boxes, so it's a little warmer to have straw in there. And if you exclude them from, like, going under the coop or any place that is dark and inviting, they will resort to the nesting boxes. Okay. And for some reason, there's always, like, one really popular box, and that will change up. Like, another day will be another popular box. So there'll be all these empty boxes, but 10 eggs in this one box.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I can't quite put a reason to it, but it all works out.
And what is it? I mean, you've had a lot of issues, as I have read about your farm, in starting the farm. What's your favorite thing about it?
About it now?
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice to be past the pratfall phase of starting the farm. As Jason called it, a farm startup horror show, where everything that went wrong did go wrong. But now it is really neat to have people say that, oh, these taste like eggs from my childhood, or I love cooking with your eggs because they are, they're just better eggs. They have great yolk integrity, or they cook up well. And this isn't an infomercial for Locally Laid, because anyone who has, you probably have lots of backyard birders out there who just realize how much better eggs can be when birds get to forage outside a little bit and probably have a pretty high quality feed. Those things make a big difference on an egg, because sometimes people say, well, an egg is an egg is an egg. And I don't say it, but I think it, like, oh, I actually have real eggs and you're buying something that happens to be egg-shaped, but they're not necessarily eggs from your childhood.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be one of my questions, is what is, you know, why would somebody want to buy a locally laid egg? Because I'm sure it's a little more expensive to grow chickens the way you do rather than caging them up. But, the eggs themselves taste better?
The eggs do taste better. I always say that commercial eggs absolutely do not taste bad, but they often don't taste like anything. And eggs raised from chickens on pasture tend to have a lot more flavor. They also have less fat and cholesterol, which makes sense because these girls are eating a salad and running all day. And I know I do better when I eat salad and run all day. So they do too. And a healthier bird is more than likely going to give you a better egg. So I feel pretty confident about that. And I love that people say they taste the difference in the yolk, particularly this time of year in the spring, has a nice vibrant color. So it's just not all homogenous, though. Like, when they really are taking in the terroir, the taste of the land, so when there's more clover, you can detect a different flavor in the yolk. When towards the end of the season, when it's more flowers, you taste something different there. It's not an egg is an egg is an egg. It's actually eggs from your region, and they're going to be flavored that way.
Lucy, besides raising chickens, you are also a writer. Tell us about your writing career.
Oh, well, before I moved to the Northland, I had a great job. Actually, probably my favorite job ever was working for the poorly named but wonderful magazine, The Family Handyman. And I wrote lots and lots of articles, like how to change your faucet and how to build a closet organizer out of a sheet and a half of oak veneer plywood in a weekend. And that was a really great job. And then I moved to the Northland and didn't actually get a lot of writing work. And I went back to school and got a Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing at Hamline University in St. Paul. I drove back and forth for 3.5 years. But one of the things I had to do is write a book-length thesis. And while I never intended my thesis to be about locally laid, I had been passionately writing a blog about starting the business. And I was passionate about it because when I wrote the blog, I actually had less stress jaw pain because I was clenching my teeth at night out of the sheer terror of starting this business. And so I had a lot of material with a lot of details because it was freshly written. I also feel that as kind of the world was falling down around us at points, that I could just look at that scenario and think, oh, this will be an interesting writing detail, as opposed to maybe thinking of it as my life. So I wrote this book over probably 2.5 years, getting up at 4 a.m. and writing till 7 a.m. and then waking up my kids and starting real life. But I really wanted to document this to give people a real farm book. Sometimes I pull books off the library shelf about farming where it never rains on those farms and it's all rainbows and sunshine and things go right. And our farm wasn't like that. Ultimately, we got things to go right. But it's a really real farm story, not just about chickens. It's about being married and having big dreams and sacrificing for those big dreams. And even though it's about chickens, I try to make it as informative and fun as possible.
Well, your book has really had good reviews. It's been well received. And tell us what to expect if you attend the library presentation next week in Grand Rapids.
Gosh, I hope people come out because it's super fun. I bring a slide presentation so you can actually see photos of our farms, and I kind of take people through how our story happened to us and answer lots of questions. And I try to make people laugh, and I try to get some sneaky teaching in there about our food system here in the United States and try to tell the big story of food through our little story of food. But we always have a good time.
All right. Well, Lucy, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
What a pleasure. I so appreciate it. Your listeners are so lucky to have local radio.
All right. Well, we're lucky to have people like you to talk to, too. There's
That's
so
right.
many great people in our area.
All right. Well, have a good day.
All right. You too. Lucy Amundson will be speaking about her farm and her book, Locally Laid, How We Built a Plucky, Industry-Changing Egg Farm from Scratch at the Grand Rapids Area Library next week. The program is Thursday, May 25th at 6 p.m. And we want to hear about your chickens or your bees or whatever you are growing in your garden. Email comments at kaxc.org and we'll share your experiences with other listeners. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio.